Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's
Britney, bitch. It's Brit. Here's your hot off the wire. Scandal star Columbus Short beat up that guy really bad in the bar fight. Well, the victim refuses to press charges. We're guessing that Short probably paid him off. Also scrapping, our boy Wale, last night at the WWE Raw event in DC, he punched a fan in the face for taunting him, but it couldn't have been that bad. They both returned their receipts later on. More rap beef, maybe. Eminem says he almost made a diss track at Kanye West and Lil Wayne. He says it would have been career suicide. Probably. You shouldn't mess with them. In Ratchet Reality News, Love & Hip Hop's Yandy took care of her boom in DC's Harris $200,000 bail yesterday. He's back, but he's been locked up since January of last year. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta's Benzino, he left the hospital yesterday. He says his nephew may have shot him because he insinuated he took advantage of his mother, but his nephew is claiming self-defense. We'll see how that ends. Some thick chick from Miami, she wrote to the media takeout a very detailed letter describing her experience with Peter, Cynthia's husband, on Real Housewives of Atlanta. It was pretty gross. You know, ew. Rapper Mace says that he's trying to spread God's word to hip-hop, and he could have saved Michael Jackson's life if he was around to counsel him. I don't believe that. Speaking of Michael Jackson, he might have a new album coming out in May. It includes songs that have never been released. Keenan and Kel may be still beefing. They gave a Lifetime Achievement Award to the creator of their show at the Kids' Choice Awards, and Keenan didn't mention Kel at all. Alicia Keys and Kendrick Lamar released a Spider-Man 2 song produced by Pharrell. Pharrell's busy. He's going to be the new judge on The Voice, so we'll have another reason to watch besides just to look at Usher. I'm Brit, and that's your Hot Off the Wire. Tell me what I missed. Tweet me at 2PrettyBritty and at Russ Parr Show. And for more stories, you can go to RussParrMorningShow.com.